Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight we're going to talk about relationships and why do women leave good men. And the reason why I think this is important is because I'm doing a video right behind this one, and that one is going to be labeled how men deal with breakups and how we can improve getting over a breakup. Because I remember I had a real hard time after a couple of breakups, and it seemed like they snapped back a lot faster than I did, the women, that is. So I want to do that in another video. But first, I want to talk about why either great husbands or boyfriends, good boyfriends, seems like a lot of them are being walked away from. And it has to do with kind of the girl power movement. It has to do with women becoming more independent. But it also has a lot to do with women not knowing what they want, thinking society has told them they want one thing, but then when it comes around to it, it's not really what they want. Come to find out, they're wrong. So first we have here, this is a post that I saw on Reddit. I took a screen grab and copied the image. And it says, how do you break up with someone who treats you like gold? I've been with my boyfriend now for 6 months. We've started dating right when the bug hit. He treats me like gold and is the nicest guy ever. The problem is, I'm just not attracted to him as much as I should be at this point. My feelings run hot and cold every time I see him, and I feel like I should have the butterflies and excitement for him, but I just don't. And we've talked a million times about butterflies and about attraction and the excitement and the kind of the bad boy versus the yes man who puts her up on a pedestal. That's kind of related to the article that I'm going to read about. The thought of even potentially meeting his parents during the holidays gives me anxiety. Have you ever had to break up with someone that treated you exactly how you should be treated because your feelings weren't mutual? How do I even do it? I'm scared I won't find someone who treats me this way again, and I'll end up alone. And it's this terrible kind of catch-22 where it's like, I should be attracted to him. He's nice. He does everything for me. He's not boring. She said he's, you know, she's not saying he's super like boring guy, but he's not bad boy. He doesn't solicit the feels. He doesn't get that excitement going, but she knows he's a good guy. And so her brain, she's obviously confused, saying, I don't get it. Like, I'm afraid to leave him because he's the best guy I could probably ever have. But if I do leave him, like, I don't want to be with him. I'm not excited by him. And I found this article, and this is from 2014, so it's 6 years ago, but it's even worse today. So you guys that always tease me about, dude, that article's 6 years old. Hey, man, I mean, I can read an article from the 1970s, and if it's still kind of current today or even worse, I think it makes that a great example. So this is written by a woman named Randy Gunther. And she's a clinical psychologist and a marriage counselor for over 40 years. Now, my parents are celebrating tomorrow. They're celebrating 55 years of marriage. So it's going to be their 55th anniversary. And I said, you know, what a great time to kind of talk about this topic because, you know, my mom has admitted my dad's not perfect. No, he's not Mr. Exciting. He's Mr. Reliable. He is a steady Freddy. You know, he always brought home the bacon. He made sure the family was taken care of. He raised myself and my sister to appreciate old school values, which is why I did horribly in many of my relationships when I first started dating, because I was, you know, treating women nicely and kind, and I'd help them out, and I was the guy that she's complaining about in the story. Now, interesting enough, once you can say, well, once I set up to not be pushed over and not to be too nice to where I stand up for myself, and I put my needs alongside or in front of hers, which actually you should always do, is look out for yourself first. When I did that, I did find my relationships got better. But now women are saying, no, we want men that help on the housework and that let us be strong and let us help lead the relationship. This is what we want. And men to try to have relationships said, okay, I did it in my marriage. For 8 years, I said, okay, you know, I'll be supportive. I'll be my dad. I'll be supportive. I'll help take care of the family, which was just the two of us. We didn't have any kids. I'll make sure everything goes smoothly. Things go well. I'll make sure she doesn't have a want in the world. And what happened? She got bored and she ended up wanting something different. So let's read this story. And then you'll see at the end how all of a sudden the realizations start coming home. Not so many years ago, married men had the freedom to live by one set of rules away from home and a different set at the hearth. Because they held the power to distribute resources however they wished, they could decide what and when to share them. As women have become legitimate wage earners with more powerful voices, they have challenged their chosen partners to participate in a whole new kind of connection that does not accept automatic hierarchy. And we've heard this, you know, patriarchy bad, men bad, women powerful, women strong, women independent. Hear us, you know, cheer. And men said, okay, if this is the way women are going to be, we're going to have to adapt one of two ways, three ways, actually. I'm still going to be strong, independent. I do my way or the highway. If you want to come along, you can come along with the ride for us or with us. But I'm still going to kind of be 60-40 in charge or 70-30 in charge. I'll respect and listen to you, but it's I'm still the man. I need to lead this show. Then you've got men that said, you know what? I don't want any part of this. I'm backing out of this. I'm not okay with this. I'm just going to stay single, which about 50% or closer to 60% of men are doing today, at least according to statistics. Younger men are now saying, no, I'm just not going to mess with it. And then you've got the remaining men that say, okay, I'll play along. I'll be Captain Emotional. I'll be sweet guy. I'll be supportive guy. And then, hey, at least I get a little bit of loving and maybe I can be a dad and a father. And okay, we'll 50-50 this ride. And so those guys said that way. They continue on. In the last few decades, women have slowly driven their point home. The millennial men, who are their current counterparts, are freer thinkers, and they have responded in kind in their relationships as well. These men, like their women, strong and feisty, have willingly accepted the responsibility to connect in a more vulnerable way. They get that it's attractive to help make a meal or take the kids away on a Sunday morning so their wives can sleep in. They are the androgynous guys, and they're the androgynous guys that their women have asked them to become. Right. They're not the manly men. They're not the, hey, you don't like it, get out. Or, hey, woman, go in the kitchen and make me a sandwich. Nope, they're not those guys. They'll say, I'm going to go make me a sandwich. What would you like me to make you? And can I also give you a foot rub? And let me hear about your day. And tell me about Susan, your friend that you were talking about. These guys listen. These guys are empathic. They want to emotionally connect because men are adaptive and women are adaptive too, but men are trying to adapt to this new world that women have said, this is what we want. And men say, well, okay, this is what women want. And I want women, so I have to follow along with what they want. And these men are trying. Unfortunately, I did this when I was younger. I mean, the girl power movement and all that wasn't as strong as it is today. But a lot of us guys that were the quote, they call it the blue pill, you know, blue pill versus red pill. The guys that kind of said, I'm going to be sweet and genuine and kind and caring and make sure she has nothing in the world that she wants and needs for. I will be the perfect man. And she will love me because I'm doing this. Well, turns out that's not ending so well. I mean, marriage rates are down, divorce rates are up. Well, actually, divorce rates are down because less people are getting married. But of the people that are married, divorce rates are up. Women are initiating it all the time. Women aren't happy, at least with the men. So they say, you think these women in these new relationships would be ecstatic. They've got a guy who wants to work out together, share parenting, support their parallel dreams, and make their family collective central to both of their lives. They've established an equal relationship of coordinated teamwork, and the guys don't seem to miss their old need to posture for power over intimate connections. Well, guess again. 50% of marriages are still ending in divorce, and women continue to be the gender that initiates these endings. Again, between 60 and 80% of the time. In the past, their reasons for leaving most often had to do with infidelity, neglect, or harm. Now they're dumping men who are faithful, attentive, and respectful. The very men they say they've always wanted. Why would women who have accomplished the female dream suddenly not be satisfied with it? Why are they leaving these ideal guys for what reasons? I will tell you why. Because a man is nice and he's kind and he's supportive and he's there for her emotionally, he's basically turned into a woman with man parts. And women do not want to marry or date their equal. They say they do, but they do not. And the other thing is they don't find it attractive. They don't find a man that is just acquiesces to everything that they want. They don't find that attractive. They like men that are headstrong and powerful and challenging and leaders of their own world. Well, what women and men, or at least modern relationships, are not realizing is that men and women can be different but equal. Men can take charge. Men, when a good example is when I was dating a girl and she said, I needed a new laptop. And I said, oh, what did you go with? And she said, a blue one. I said, a blue what? She said, oh, I don't even know. Like, I looked it up and it was a back to school thing and it had a good sale and it was in a price range I wanted and they said it was good for all these things. I don't ever know a man that has ever bought a laptop based on its color. Guys are, we would be like, how much memory does it have? What kind of video card does it have? How much storage does it have? And if you're real technical, like how many watts of power does it? That's how men think. Men are logical, women are emotional. As soon as we accept it, that we're not the same, that's where things succeed. So let me continue on here. And we'll get into the meat of this. She says, I'm currently dealing with several of these great husbands. They are across the board respectful, quality, caring, devoted, cherishing, authentic, and supportive guys whose wives have left them for a different kind of man. These once beloved men make a living, love their kids, help with chores, support aging parents, and support their mates' desires and interests. They believe they've done everything right. Here's the thing. They have. According to women's guidelines, they are devastated, confused, disoriented, and heartsick. In a tragic way, they startlingly resemble the disheartened women of the past who were left behind by men who just wanted something new. So why is it that these women are walking away? What they're doing is logically they're saying, I want a man that is 50-50 and shares the responsibility and is my equal. But then when they're asked, do you find men that are your equal attractive? Women usually tend to look for the man that is taller, more muscular, more athletic, better looking, makes more money. They want a guy that is better. Why? Because it allows them to come in and kind of level up based on him. You know, if you have a six woman, and I'm just for mathematics sake, if a six woman paired with a 10 man as a team, they're 16. Well, that averages out to be eight each of them. Now, I know this is a very rudimentary way of looking at it, but nonetheless, it's a leg up for her. It's an advantage. If she loses her job, he's got a much better income. Even though she's working hard and chasing her dreams, she's got a fallback, right? If something tragic happens and she needs a shoulder to cry upon, she's got someone that she looks at as a strong fatherly figure, a male figure to lean upon. So women like that rock in their life. Well, if they've basically got just another woman but with male parts, it's not going to work out as well. They don't have that strength of that rock in their lives. And women are finding this out, and that's they're going to talk about this here in a minute. They say, you may think these women are ruthless and inconsiderate. Those I know are far from that. More often, they still love their husbands as much as they ever did, but in a different way. They tell me how wonderful their men are and how much they respect them. They just don't want to be married to them anymore. You can respect somebody. You can love them, but it doesn't mean you desire them. It doesn't mean you want to be physical with them. Women, women want, it's same with a guy. If you put a guy with a woman that he's like, I'm really not like physically attracted to her, it's like, why do you stay married? Well, like we got the kids and of course this, and if I leave, you know, I'll have to go through the divorce and it's best for the family if I stay. Why? Well, he's not attracted to her anymore. Well, if she's not attracted to him, the same thing applies. And here's the thing, you can't fault women for that. The problem is though, they think what's going to be attractive to them is not attractive to them. They continue on. Perhaps it would be even more honest to say that they don't want to be yoked to anyone anymore, at least not in the traditional ways they once embraced as ideal. They feel compassion for their prior mates, but liberated in their newfound right to create a different way of feeling in relationships. In short, they want to live their lives with the privileges men once had. I think I understand what's going on. I'll read this next part here and then we'll talk about it. In the last 20 years, as women have found their voices and value, they've been asking more equality in their relationships. They were ready to take leadership and to disconnect from dependency. In exchange, they wanted their men to adapt nurturing and vulnerable characteristics. At first, there was an expected backlash. Men Are From Mars and other media presentations became the cry for holding on to the differences between men and women and to keep them from blending. Nevertheless, it became more and more apparent that quality people of both genders would be happier and more fulfilled if they could combine power and nurturing. Men would develop their feminine side and women their masculine. No longer would it be the bad boys were attractive and the good women were virtuous. Now, quality men needed to add chivalry to their power, and women needed to claim their ability for independent thinking and leadership. They could imagine a relationship where both were equally blended and free to be the best they could be. She and he became the new idealized we. Here's the problem with that. Now, again, not all of you are going to agree with this, and I'm not even saying I'm right. This is just my take on it. So any of you that want to yell at me, this is just my take on it. I know women, and I've met women, and I've dated women that didn't find it unattractive when men had other partners or more partners, especially when they were more attractive. If you take someone like Hugh Hefner, you take someone like lead singer of the Rolling Stones there. Why do I do this to myself? Mick Jagger. If you take these guys, women know that these rock stars have had hundreds, if not thousands of partners. They know Hugh Hefner has. Why are women still attracted to these men? Because these men, when a man has many partners, and especially when there are a lot of beautiful women or attractive, when that man says, I am now choosing you to marry and to be with, that makes a woman feel good. It makes a woman feel like, I, out of all my choices that I've had, I've selected you. What happens when a woman has many, many partners and goes on about that way, they don't seem to want to choose one partner until the ability for all the other men have gone away. In other words, to men, it feels like a woman is settling for that guy when she's had many other partners, to where a woman, when she is with that one powerful man, it feels like she's being chosen. I don't know if that makes sense, and maybe you guys will disagree with me, but there's a reason why women still seem to chase after the playboys. Women will date a man if he's popular and attractive enough and he has enough going on. They've self-admitted that they would rather share a good man than be with a loser. Well, why is it that a guy would, very few men, or at least men of character, will say, I'm okay sharing a great woman? No, men want women for themselves. I don't know if it's a sheltering thing, a nurturing thing, a protective thing, but men get very jealous and guarded around women when it comes to intimacy and protecting that portion of it. I don't know if you guys would agree with me on that or not, but I'd like to hear your take on it. Because I've seen men that walk into a club with three or four women on their arms because they're popular and they may choose which one to be with. But I don't really see the opposite, where a woman walks in with three side guys on her arm. I've never seen it. Maybe you guys have a good example for why I'm wrong. So they continue on. As the trend picked up energy, more of the diehard men's men started to see that androgynous males were stealing the great girls from underneath their hardcore posturing and began to wonder if their take-no-prisoners attitude might benefit from a little revisiting. Women saw their newly developed mates as their best friends, so wonderfully malleable they could take them anywhere and know they would fit in. Men no longer had to understand and handle their women, nor did women have to orchestrate connection. Things started to go awry. Perhaps these androgynous couples overvalued adopting the same behaviors in their relationship. Maybe the men got too nice and the women too challenging. And I think that's what's happened, frankly. Oddly, the androgynous men seemed to like their newfound emotional availability, while women began to feel more unfulfilled. Her perfect partner, in the process of reclaiming his full emotional expressiveness, somehow ended up paying an unfair price. He was no longer able to command the hierarchical respect from her once that was his inalienable right. Lots of big words there, and it's late at night. Okay, so what are they talking about here? He softens up, and I think this is, again, more to do with younger men today. because older guys, I think most of the guys that I know that are 35 and plus, they don't put up with this stuff. At least the ones I hang around with. But the ones that do seem to be miserable. They seem soft. They seem unfulfilled. They seem like yes men. The women are definitely in charge of their relationships. The guys that fell into this trying to supplicate and to make her happy with the situation, she feels unfulfilled because she has now a weak guy, and the weak guy feels fulfilled as long as he has her. But the minute she goes away, he feels lost because he's gone away from what traditionally would be a testosterone-driven male strong position to try to get her. Well, he's kind of gone off his course to make her happy, and then when she decides to go away, he's left completely lost. And I think that's what's happening. They continue on. How can a man be a caretaker and a warrior at the same time? How can he serve his woman's need for a partner who is vulnerable, open, and intimate while donning armor to fight the dangers that threaten his family and place in the world? How can he stand up and be a man amongst men, loyal to the hunting band that covers his back, while taking the night feeding while not appearing less than a man? Did he blend his male energy with his feminine side, or did he learn to be more like a female at the price of his innate masculinity? That is what I would say is happening. And that's why I say to many of you guys out there that say, I'm not having any success with women. I'm not doing well with women. Either I get broken up with, I get used, or they bail on me, or they say I'm too nice, but I've done everything right that I should for her. That's why I say, don't worry about it. Go make male friends. Go be a man. Do your thing. Live your life. And then if you find a woman that wants to be a part of it, she will. And she won't be able, she won't be able to control it. She will be attracted to you if you have the qualities that are masculine. And women can say what they want, but saying what they want and doing is another. Just like these guys that say, oh, I'm fine with a woman that leads the way, and I'm fine with her being in charge, and yay, girl power, and I'm on their side. You find most of these men are the ones that actually snap and treat women the worst. It's guys that are good on their own feet that will say, I'll treat you nicely, or I just don't want to deal with you. Like, I'll treat women fine. I'm not mean to them because I don't harbor any ill will because they have no control over my life. They have no way to knock me off my course. So I don't pay them any mind. They can't upset me. They can't make me angry at them. In a relationship, you have to change it a little bit. But, you know, these guys that are out there saying that they dislike women and they're against women, they're not masculine men going their own way. They're men trying to posture and pretend to like women, and when that doesn't get them any luck, they get angry and they get resentful. She continues on, when things haven't worked out the way they thought it would, several of the women I am now working with are rethinking their decisions, wondering if they left too soon or for the wrong reasons. They want to reconcile with the men they have left behind. Their husbands are torn between the understandable desire to reject them and still wanting them back. Ironically, because they have nurtured the feminine side of their natures, they are also able to forgive in a way few men would have been able to in the past. I'll tell you this now. If a woman cheats on you, if she leaves you, if she hurts you, if she breaks up with you and then turns around and does the 1 week, 1 month, 3 year, 7 year, hey, let's reevaluate this. Don't. Walk away, run away, not worth it. You never look in the rearview mirror, because then you can't keep sights on your future. Because they have no interest in returning to the bad boy mentality their competitors brandished, they're faced with a challenge most men have never had to confront. How do they hold on to their vulnerability and capacity to nature or nurture and blend it with the strength and power required of a self-respecting leader of men? You can't. You have to let it go. You can be a man, or you can be, you know, a half woman, but you can't be both. Okay, so Here's my take on this. Here's how a relationship will work. And I believe this is the only way to work. You guys can disagree. People are going to have different views out there. But everything that I've seen is this is how it goes. My father makes the big decisions in the family after talking to my mom. Sometimes he acquiesces and he does what she wants because it's extremely important to her, and she makes sure that it's known it's extremely important to her. He wants to make her happy. So he, many times, I'd say half the time, will go with her decision. But when it comes to everyday things, when it comes to problems, when it comes to solutions, when it comes to the logic side of the relationship, in other words, how am I going to figure this out? Who's going to fix our roof? The logic side of it, he controls it. When it comes to the emotional side, she controls it. Trying to make men think emotionally does not work. Men don't do it naturally. And when they do it, it screws them up. They become weird. They become overly needy. They become confused. They become bitter. And when you try to make women think logically, they struggle with that as well. And I'm not talking about logically like she's a mathematician. I'm talking about just like the laptop thing that I was talking about earlier, that women many times, and there are computer girls that know what they're doing with computers, but I use that as an example. I've heard from many women that ask me, hey, this happened at work. What do you think? And I'll start explaining, well, what I think is you should do this, and you should do this, and you should do this, and then do this, and do this, and do that, and problem solved. And they'll come back around and say, no, I didn't mean like, what do you think of the problem and how I fix it? What do you just think of it happening to me? And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Like, I feel bad. And that's what they want to hear. Well, if a guy was like, oh man, I got fired. Sorry to hear that, man. Guy's going to sit there going, yeah, what do you think I ought to do? Well, first put a resume together, and then men think logically. So the minute you start mingling this, it's everything's tossed up. Keep men in the masculine role. Men are protectors. Men drive the progress. Men are the engine behind. Now, women can steer the ship or have part in steering the ship, but men have always been the primary engine in a relationship. Because they're go-getters. Men like working long hours if it means more money and it means providing better for the family and it means more success. Men are okay with that. It's kind of built into us. Why do you think men are so competitive when it comes to physical sports or job promotions or things like that? Women, when they tend to get in that group, instead of trying to outperform each other, in many of the stories that I've read, they try to cut each other out at the knees. So instead of trying to work hard and get ahead, they just try to push the other women behind them, like crabs in a bucket, pulling them back in. I think the way that relationships are going to work, if they're ever going to go back around to it, is go back to traditional roles. I don't know. I'm curious to hear what you guys think. Let me know what you know in the comments below. You gals watch this thing too. I've got about 10,000 of you. Let me know what you think. Am I being a chauvinist? Am I missing something here? Or doesn't it seem here, I mean, even in an article 6 years ago, women are saying, I want the soft, sweet, cuddly, kind, caring guy that's going to hold me and show me his emotions. And then when they get that, they go, ugh. Like, no, I want a strong, masculine, that alpha dude over there that they keep chasing after that doesn't care about them and is just living his best life. Those are the men they're chasing. And those are the men that they say, oh, he left me. He chose another woman, or I think he might have a girl on the side, but maybe he'll choose me. Why are they chasing after these guys if that's what they say that they hate and they don't want that? I'll be curious to hear what you think. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my older videos as well. I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, I think the way relationships will work for long-term relationships is the men be men and the women be women. And the men still hold the traditional place of control in the relationship. And that doesn't mean that he has all the power. It just means that women have control by steering where men have control by driving forward. Let me know what you think.
Well, hi there, Mr. Clean. Mighty glad to know you. I've got some weekend cleaning jobs.